show them to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because of Shlomo Zalman of Zugas Marsi, Yitiv Chayitz Chal Tzayim, and they should be given with a Sachat Tzlach and Tzayad Dishmai, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sala, and Beschos, Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zechra Fan, Reziv Hagun, Bik Harav Mamesh. Now we continue talking about different Chomers when it comes to Tome and Tahara, and this Mishnah we're discussing Tevila, immersing in a mikvah. And we know that Me'ikar Adin, if a person is Tome, as long as they immerse themselves in a pool of water, even if they have no Kavana whatsoever, they just want to go for a swim in the lake, and they happen to have immersed themselves completely, they're considered completely tahar. However, we're going to learn that there's chumras d'rabbanan that a person has to have a certain kavana when he goes to the mikvah. So Mishnah Vav tells us, "Hatev l'chulin v'hochsek l'chulin asur l'maiser." If a person immerses himself in order to eat chulin, and hochsek means his kavana was that he's going to eat chulin, so he's not allowed to eat maiser sheni. And again, as we said, that's a chumras d'rabbanan. The mission continues, "Tav l'maiser v'hochsek l'maiser." Let's say he immersed himself with intention to eat maiser sheni, so asur l'truma, he's not allowed to eat truma. Tav l'truma v'hochsek l'truma. He immersed himself for truma and he had kavana to eat truma. Asur l'kaidesh, he's not allowed to eat kaidesh. If he immersed himself for Kaidesh and had this Kavanati Kaidesh, Asr L'Chatos, he's now to deal with the Mechatos. And a clarification of this, Taval Chamer Motel Akal. If he immersed himself with intention for something more Chamer, so he's allowed to be involved with and eat something less Chamer, meaning more Mekel than that. Further, Taval Vloy Hochsek, if he immersed himself and he had no Kavana whatsoever, Kilu Loy Taval, it's as if he didn't go to the Mikvah. And again, as we said, that's only a Chumrah, because Me'ikar Din, if a person goes to the Mikvah, even without any intention whatsoever, he's considered completely Tahar. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continuing to talk about these levels of Chumrah, this time in regards to clothing. Now we know that a Zav or Zava who leans their body weight onto clothing or onto something else, for example, a mattress or a couch or something like that, it will become Tumas Midras, which is a high level of Tumah. So Mishnah Zayin tells us, Big Day Amma Aretz, Midras L'Prushin. The clothing of an Amma Aretz are considered Tumas Midras in regards to Prushin. Prushim are people that are makbid on Tumah Tahara, even when they're eating Chulin, and it means that Prushim have to treat the clothing of an Amma Aretz as if they're Tumas Midras. That's because Amma Aretz are not careful with Tumah Tahara. Furthermore, Big Day Prushim, Midras Truma, the clothing of Prushim are considered midras in regards to those that eat Truma, because Truma, as we've learned, is on a higher level than regular Chulin. So even though Prushim are careful with Tumah Tahara in regards to Chulin, they're not necessarily careful in regards to Truma. So therefore, when it comes to Truma, we have to be careful about touching the clothing of Prushim. Furthermore, Big Day Echle Truma, Midras L'Kaidesh. The clothing of those that eat Truma are considered midras in regards to Kaidesh, and Big Day Kaidesh, Midras L'Chatos. The clothing of those that are eating Kaidesh, they're considered midras in regards to dealing with the waters of the Chatos. And two stories highlighting this, Yosef ben Ezra, Haya Chasid Shebakuna. Yosef ben Ye'ezer, he was one of the most pious kaihanim, and his cloth, his mitpachas, or his head covering, was considered midras in regards to kaidesh. Even though he was a very pious kaihan, and he was very careful when it came to truma, that's still not good enough when it comes to kaidesh. And Yochanan ben Gudgadah, Yochanan ben Gudgadah would eat even his regular chulin with the standard of tahara necessary for kaidesh all his life, and still, his mitpachas is considered midras when it comes to chatos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, continue to talk about Chumras of Tumah and Tahara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.